Pastors Appreciation Sunday, and rightly so. Pastors with an apostrophe S, referring to our pastor, our own pastor, the Reverend Brian Smith, and the apostrophe confirms his recognition as the owner of this Appreciation Sunday. But why, Peter, are you confusing us, you're saying, by adding the title and pastors without an apostrophe? For the only signals, that only signals multiple pastors, lots of them, plural, and not pastors Sunday of ownership. But patience, dear children of God, because the Holy Spirit modeled my thinking before yours. But with the Holy Spirit's guidance, let us look and see what the Lord has done in this body of Christ. A young Brian Smith was called as a colleague pastor in our youth ministry, to which he responded and laid a solid foundation for the future of children's ministry and youth ministry. And thereafter, he was called by our church elders and guided by the Holy Spirit to lead this body of Christ as our pastor and our teaching elder and our shepherd. This brings us back to the scripture in Romans 10, verse 13 and 14. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how can they call on the name of the Lord if they don't believe in him? This is the thing with paper, sometimes it sticks. And how can they believe in the one whom they've not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching them? Well, it's written in verse 15, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring us good news. As for the first part of this scripture, I'm sure you will all agree with me that Pastor Brian has faithfully preached the good news about the love of God to Jesus Christ and the salvation offered to us all by Jesus. And in so doing, countless souls have been restored and eternally saved. As for the second part of this scripture, I'm not so sure. Blessed are the feet of those who bring us good news. Because Pastor Brian always wears Doc Martens boots and shoes. So I'll leave that to Lorna to tell us if his feet are cute and blessed. But joking aside, the promise of this blessing leads us on to our second scripture core message, which is in 1 Peter 4 and 5. As you come to him, the living stone rejected by men, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also are living stones. We are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. This scripture tells us if and when we have a faithful pastor who has accurately and faithfully preached the good news. For there will be a body of Christ's who will be raised up into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood. That's a Christian church with many pastors. In Romans 10, verse 8, scripture tells us, the word is near you. It is in your mouth. It's in your heart. That is the word we are proclaiming. That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. On this Pastor's Appreciation Sunday, we who have heard Pastor Brian preach the good news of Jesus Christ, let us show the harvest of his ministry and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brian and Lada, and yes, Jaden and Caleb, It's time for you to see a small portion of the harvest of your ministry. Each ministry will be called, and I just ask that if you're in that ministry, would you just wave your hand and say, "Thank you, Jesus." For all who've been elders in this church, serving on the session and on the board of management, serving, who are you? Thank you, Jesus. I didn't hear you. Thank you, Jesus. To all who've been in the worship team and the AV sound and support team and the flag wavers,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. For all who've been leading small groups, Bible studies, the flower ministry, the prayer ministry. Thank you, Jesus. You can pray out loud, people. You don't have to keep it quiet, hey? All of those in the outreach ministries, such as Yana, the meal ministry, the food ministry, the Mulwaney Unity Presbyterian Church ministry, the nation changers, all of those.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. The church support staff, Jade and Mavis and Josh, who's retired, the gardeners, the car guards, everybody's on the staff. Thank you, Jesus. I know you're quiet. Shout, Jade. Give it stick. Amen. The door welcoming team, the barristers, the coffee team, the Saturday work teams. Whoa. All of those.
Thank you, Jesus.
The youth and the children's ministry teachers and support teams. Thank you, Jesus. Give it one there, Brian. And all of you who prayed for people in need out of this church, when you've been out in colleagues and at home and in hospitals, for all of you who've been led to pray and come out of your shy zone and pray for somebody. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And lastly, the lay preachers who have preached in this body of Christ. I deliberately left those lay preachers until the last because I wanted to highlight how rare it is for a pastor to so willingly give up his pulpit or her pulpit. Without a doubt, it is the only way that future pastors will be encouraged to respond to the call from our Lord. The harvest is plenty, but the workers are few. Whoever's preached in this pulpit, lay preacher, who has ever been encouraged to go and preach somewhere else, there's one, there's two. Where's Tracy Loxley? Three. She's not here. Maybe you're at home. Tracy, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. For all have heard the word of God preached. You've heard the unbelievable good news that God Almighty loves you right here and right now. And he wants you to accept your salvation through his one and only Son, Jesus Christ. Thereafter, he wants you to go out and tell everyone the good news. Why keep it a secret? You've got the cure for eternally terminal illness. However, aren't we just like the class of 33, the first disciples to graduate from 3 years Bible schools run by Jesus? They'd received the teaching from Jesus day by day, and they had witnessed the miracles and seen how he even had authority over the elements of storms and the sea. They'd even seen him raise Lazarus from the dead. And now it was almost time for them to go out and to graduate, to be apostles who would take the teachings of Jesus into the world. But the question has to be asked, were they ready for graduation? Regretfully, they were not. Because after all that Jesus had taught them over the past 3 years, here they were arguing about who would be the greatest and who would have the seats of honor in the kingdom of heaven sitting next to Jesus. they really didn't get it. For 3 years, Jesus had been teaching and showing them object lessons in servant leadership. And now, at this 11th hour of his ministry here on earth, they were squabbling about who was the greatest amongst them. Using my imagination, I can just imagine some of the heavenly hosts saying, "Oh dear Lord, after all that Jesus has taught them and shown them, and they still aren't fit for the great commission that lies ahead." And to be honest, dearly beloved, when I look at this graduate class of Christians of 2026, I'm sure I can hear the heavenlies repeating themselves, "Are they really ready, Lord? Are they really ready? Do they seem enthusiastic to go out and spread the good news?" For we also argue amongst ourselves. We seek positions of importance and recognition. Yes, the class of 33 and the class of 2026 has a lot in common. But thank God Almighty that He is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. For just as Jesus wasn't finished with the class of 33, He isn't finished with the class of 2026. In the class of 33, the disciples were still thinking and acting in a very worldly way. They were still full of jealousies, fears, and insecurities. And one of them was even working for Satan. And if the truth be told, in our class of 2026, we're also plagued by selfishness and self-centeredness and fears and insecurities. But thank God Almighty for His salvation of the class of 33, for in it we can see the salvation of the class of 2026. What was that salvation of the 33? What changed them and empowered them to graduate as the mighty apostles for Jesus Christ? Dearly beloved, it was this. They witnessed the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. For them, Jesus was dead and buried, and then they met the risen Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, full of life and power. And that's when they graduated. That's when the life-changing experience of the Holy Spirit was bestowed upon them. When I debate with Muslims or anybody about Jesus and they try to twist words that they claim have been changed in the Bible, I say, just look at how the disciples changed from earthly, worldly, fearful people into people who had seen and they knew what they'd seen and experienced. And how did it change them? That was the power of the resurrection, meeting the risen Christ. And so it is with many of us. Jesus Christ has been dead and buried in our lives for years. Perhaps we never knew Him alive, for we were born into a different faith. Or perhaps Jesus was killed, dead, and buried as we sat through some boring Sunday school lessons and sermons. Or then again, perhaps Jesus was killed off in our lives through hypocrisy of so-called Christians who said one thing on a Sunday and who were entirely different from Monday till Saturday. Or perhaps we once knew Jesus was alive, but as we allowed Him to be killed off with our all-consuming self-centeredness. But is it possible that we will be like the class of 33, that we will be saved? Will we meet the living Lord Jesus, full of life, power, and authority? To do so, let us remember how Jesus changed from the physical Jesus who the disciples knew, to the physical and spiritual Jesus who could appear into locked rooms to be with the disciples. Jesus who wasn't recognized until he called Mary by her name. Jesus who wasn't recognized until he was invited into the home and broke bread with the two on the road to Emmaus. And then Jesus who in his Holy Spiritual presence as he spoke to Saul on the road to Damascus. And then finally, Jesus who told us how we will see him today in 26. Listen to what Jesus is saying to you today as found in John 14, verse 15 to 21. Speaking to us today, if you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you, to be with you forever. The Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, and for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me but anymore. But you will see me because I live, you also will live. That is the word of God for us today. Because I live, says Jesus, so you will also live. O class of 26, have you met the risen Christ? Have you felt the presence of his Holy Spirit? For he lives within all of those of us who love him and follow his commands. Have you heard him call you by name? Have you? Have you? Have you heard him call you by name? If not, be still. Be still. Our lives are busy. We're being bombarded every day with a load of noise. Be still, saith the Lord, and know that I am God. Be still and listen and ask. For whoever asks Jesus will be answered. Amen. Dearly loved of God, all of you who have heard the good news of Jesus Christ and have called upon his name in repentance have been restored in the sight of God. And as such, you're anointed by the Holy Spirit to become pastors to all those in need of the love of God through Jesus Christ. And so, on this Pastor's Appreciation Sunday, we thank our Heavenly Father for sending Pastor Brian to preach your good news to us. Amen? Amen. Thank you to all of the pastors who have responded to your call after hearing your good news preached in this body of Christ. And thank you, Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ, for being our guide and for being our comforter. Amen? Amen, amen, amen. Let us pray. Oh, wonderful, wonderful children of God. If you do not know that Jesus Christ is your Savior, if you have forgotten and are not sure that God loves you so much that he wants you to be cleansed, he wants you to be anointed, he wants you to be saved, he wants you to live in all eternity. He wants you to shake off the illnesses and the aches and the pains of this life and to grow stronger and stronger in the Spirit so that you will be blessed forever and ever. Amen. If you're one of those, come to the prayer room after this service, just to the left of where I'm standing by the bookshop. There is a prayer warrior praying now throughout this whole service. Come, come, come to the Lord, and he will heal you and hear you. And now, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you as we sing together in our last hymn of worship and praise. Amen.